95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and I've got a special guest in the studio right now with me, because coming to the Fairfield Theater Company on Sunday, June 30th, is the world premiere of A Deadly Game of Chess. It's a new play written by Wilton's own Melody Rose. She's the playwright, she directed it, she's the producer, she scored it. You did it all. You're a quadruple threat.
Yeah, that's also the reason why I wake up in a cold sweat every morning about all the things I still have to do. Like, don't remind me that it's June, please.
Well, we're a couple of weeks away from the big grand premiere. You're from Wilton, and you're only 20 years old. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody who's 20 years old put together something like this?
By blowing off school.
Oh, all right. I wish we all could do that. So you don't currently go to college? You've been devoting your time to this, or are you just doing it in your part-time?
I've been taking like a gap year and a half, basically, to do this. I came home for other reasons. I got like a million things wrong with me all at one point. Like, I had like bronchitis and a sinus infection and an ear infection, like all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I was like all healed, it was too late for me to go back to school. And then I was like, well, I'll transfer and blah, blah, blah. A bunch of stuff happened. And then at one point, my friend was talking to me like, hey, you have a full time job and like you're not really doing anything with school wise. Like, what are you going to do with the money? And I was like, I'm going to put on my show. Yeah, that's totally what I'm going to do. And then I just came out of my mouth and I was like, I guess I'm doing this now.
All right. So what is your background? How does somebody decide to write a play like this?
I mean, that's a very long story that I will abbreviate immensely. But basically, since I was 2 years old, I've been working with this community theater called Crystal Theater. I've been taking classes there for a little while. I even have a stint where I was like volunteer working there. And the woman, Cheryl, who runs it, she writes her own shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this series of four shows that she wrote, this quartet that I really loved called the Ellis Island Quartet. And I was like, my 12-year-old brain, when I was in this show for the first time, was like, oh, I'm going to like combine all four of these shows together. And then I'm going to make it into one big show. I'm going to put it on Broadway. It's going to be awesome. I'm sure that's a super easy thing that you can do. So I went and I decided to do that. And then around the time when I was 15, I finally like actually worked up the courage to ask her, hey, can I have these scripts so that I can like make an adaptation of it? She, of course, was like, yes, of course you can. And that adaptation eventually became what was called Living the American Dream, which I then showed to her. She was like, this sucks because all your original stuff, I mean, she didn't put it like this, but basically what she said was like, all the stuff that's original in this show is amazing, and what's holding you back is the fact that you're confining yourself to my story. So I want you to take all of my stuff out of it, and I want you to write your own show. And that eventually, a few years later, became A Deadly Game of Chess, which I finished when I was about 19.
Okay, so the play portion of it was done when you were 19. So now we fast forward over the past year. How do you actually assemble it to put it on, actually on a stage?
I don't know. I just sort of did. Lots of Googling.
Okay.
Lots of Googling. And lots of exploiting the fact that I'm young, because I can do things like randomly show up places and solicit them. And they're like, oh, it's so cute, she's an entrepreneur. Where if I was like 40, they'd be like, get out.
Well, if it's good, I'm sure they're not going to say get out. They're going to want to be involved with this. So what is the play about? Now, it's got the title A Deadly Game of Chess, and it'll have its world premiere at the Fairfield Theater Company on Sunday, June 30th. So I have, you know, does the title doesn't necessarily give it away. So, you know, obviously Hamilton, we know it's about Hamilton, but A Deadly Game of Chess, is it about two people playing chess? Is there more to it than that?
I like to joke that it's called A Deadly Game of Chess, in which nobody dies and no chess is played.
Oh, all right.
So it really doesn't tell you anything about it. So basically, the synopsis is a much better more concise way to put it. But very basically what it is there's a German-Jewish refugee named Anton Lieber. The show takes place during 1938, so it's right before the Holocaust happens, but post-Nazi Germany. And he's come to London from Nazi Berlin. And he seems like he's very much like assimilated into English society. Like, he has a girlfriend. He's going to college, to school. He seems like everything's perfect, but under the surface, it's really not. Like, he's addicted to drugs and alcohol, and he has kind of a abusive relationship with his girlfriend. And like, he has PTSD. He has shell shock. He's like a mess. And his best friend Robin, after being away for a couple of months in America, comes home, sees him, and in his relationship with his girlfriend, who she's met for the first time, realizes how incredibly toxic his entire life is right now and how unwilling he is to accept help, and decides that she's going to go to any extreme, and I mean literally any extreme, to get him to accept help. And like the way the synopsis ends, it says like you can't outrun who you are, especially when the one you love has a knife to their throat. And at a certain point in the show, things do get physical. It's in the idea of good intentions gone horribly awry to the point where there's a gun to someone's head, a knife to someone's throat, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, wow. So this is a mature play. This isn't, you know, for somebody so young, you might think that the play might be for like sort of all ages. But really, you kind of got to be, you know, in your teens probably to really understand.
That's about as intense as it gets. It's not teens. I'd say 12 and up is probably best. But even like if you're like a mature 10-year-old or something, like it's not. I specifically wrote it to make sure that it was not higher than PG-13 because okay. I didn't want it to be like this super. It's not gory. As much as it sounds like it might be, it's actually not. Language, we only use one curse word in the entire show, and that is used for a very specific reason. That's very obvious once you, like it's not just there because, like, oh, I want to curse. There's no, like, sexual themes in it or anything like that. Like, it really is safe. I just wouldn't recommend bringing your six-year-old there.
Okay.
Because there is the appearance of, like, a knife and a gun at certain points in the show, though none of them are ever used for the intended purpose. Like I said, nobody dies.
Interesting. So we're talking with Melody Rose, the playwright, director, producer, and she wrote the music for A Deadly Game of Chess, which will have its world premiere at the Fairfield Theater Company on Sunday, June 30th. And my understanding is everybody involved with the production, besides you, we all know you're from Wilton, but everybody is involved is from Fairfield County, from the cast and the crew. Everybody is local.
Most of them, yeah. There are a couple of people that I got from New York, but those are mostly friends of friends. The guy who played Anton is from New York. Actually, he's from New York. He's living in Philadelphia right now, but he's from New York. But everyone is students. The oldest, I think, that we have who is not, like, adult is the girl, Michelle, who is playing Robin, who she graduated college last year, and that's just because the character of Robin is 23 and I didn't want like a 18-year-old playing a 23-year-old. But everyone except for the costume designer and the publicist are college or high school, and I think the youngest we have someone playing in the pit who is a freshman, and then the oldest we have I think is Michelle, who is year out of college. So that was something that was very important to me because I really wanted the show itself doesn't really have the oldest character is the 23-year-old. And the idea of like this entire story being about these four kids in a way, like these are kids kind of thing. It was really important to me that the story itself was both about and made by students, about the people that it talks about made it, like put their effort into it. I didn't want it to just be adults and me.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. That's very cool. And the fact that it's going to be happening in Fairfield, it's everything is happening right here. And on top of that, you're actually all the proceeds are going to go to a charity as well. Wow. I mean, you would think that, all right, the first time out, you're going to like try to like do something for yourself. But no, you're actually giving right back to the community. The organization is Circle of Friends.
Yep.
And what exactly is Circle of Friends?
So they are located in Norwalk, Connecticut, and they work with special needs kids and adults to help them with like a social support system, social safety net, that kind of thing. Because a lot of these kids and adults, but especially these kids, outside of like their aid classes at school, have no social life, no friends, no nothing. Very, very lonely. And so what Circle of Friends does is they match volunteers with the special needs kids that are with the program, and they have them do like weekly play dates to develop this friendship with the other people. And adults can do this too, but usually it's kids. And they also once a month have a teen circle where all the kids involved in the program will come together. They'll throw this huge party at 40 King Street in Norwalk. They have this weekly adult circle where all the adults involved every week will come and will have this like sort of hangout where they do that. They have Come Together Bakery, which employs special needs adults. A lot of them can't find work outside, you know, once they graduate school, everything falls away. You know, I volunteer with two of the adults involved in the program. One's named Rebecca, the other's named Lauren. And I remember Lauren, she's getting married soon, and she's going to move to Pittsburgh when she gets married to be with her husband. And she told me that she was looking forward to getting married, but she was upset because I was her only friend and then she wasn't going to be able to see me anymore. And I think that that practically like broke my heart. Mm-hmm. And I think that was sort of one of the moments where I was like, I want to do something for this program because, like, look at how special it is, you know, for all these people. Like, these people would do anything for Freda, who runs it. Like, they love her so much because you can see the impact that this charity has on the kids. Like, it changes their lives.
Wow. That's incredible. So all the proceeds for A Deadly Game of Chess, the world premiere production, will be at the Fairfield Theater Company on Sunday, June 30th. And it's all going to go to Circle of Friends. And I know it's $15 for adults, $10 for students, and tickets are available at fairfieldtheater.org. So you've got, obviously, over the next 4 weeks, a very, very busy month, right up until showtime on the 30th. But what's next? What does the summer look like for you? Or for somebody who's only 20 years old that just wrote and directed and produced and wrote the music for their very first play? What comes in July? A vacation, I hope?
Oh, God, I wish. School starts up for me again July 8th, so I have about 5 days to rest. And July 2nd is my going back to work. So I'm taking June 14th through July 1st off, and then July 2nd, I'm probably going to be going back to work. So I really only have like a day or two to rest, but I'm going to be going back to school. I'm going part-time. I'm going to be working. And I'm also looking at starting to produce my next project, which is this this web series. You mentioned Hamilton. It's about John Adams. It's called The First American Sitcom.
Okay.
Because it's a sort of a satire of the Hamilton, Amadeus, like that kind of genre where it's a sitcom, mm-hmm. but it's a biopic, but it's like a sitcom. So it's like a sitcom about like the founding fathers and about specifically John and Abigail Adams and their lives, because their lives basically were a sitcom. And it's going to be animated, and I'm working to save up some money and to finish writing the first season so that I can release the first few episodes on YouTube, see how it fares, and then from there, we'll see what happens with that.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Melody Rose, A Deadly Game of Chess, coming to the Fairfield Theater Company Sunday, June 30th. And I believe all social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, is at A Deadly Game of Chess.
Yes.
So people can check you out there.
And also, we have adeadlygameofchess.com.
Oh, and adeadlygameofchess.com. You got it all.
Yep. And if you go on the website, we do have the full synopsis there. We do have a link to our trailer. We do have a video up about Circle of Friends if you want to learn more about them. And we have like a meet the cast and crew kind of thing, so you can see everyone who's involved. Maybe you know someone, you know?
Wonderful. Melody Rose, thank you so much for stopping by. This sounds amazing.
Thank you.